This is Radio Energy News.
Good afternoon. I'm Luca Kenyon with today's news. Theresa May says that the triggering of Article 50 is on track. The bill giving the Prime Minister the power to launch formal divorce proceedings from the EU was passed by Parliament last night. The House of Commons also overturned two amendments from the House of Lords that aim to protect the rights of EU citizens living in the UK and give Parliament a meaningful vote on the final Brexit deal. Mrs May addressed the House this afternoon.
So we remain on track with the timetable I set out 6 months ago. And I will return to this House before the end of this month to notify when I have formally triggered Article 50 and begun the process through which the United Kingdom will leave the European Union.
Nicola Sturgeon says it should be up to Holyrood to decide the timing, franchise and the question of a Scottish independence referendum. However, the UK government would need to agree for the vote to go ahead, and the Prime Minister is again saying that a second referendum shouldn't happen. She's told the Commons that it is not the time to play politics and create uncertainty. Ruth Davidson spoke on the matter outside the Scottish Parliament earlier today.
To Theresa May over the past, not just couple of days, but also the past weeks and months, and her position has always been that, of course, there could be another referendum, but it's whether there should be. When you've got an SNP government that doesn't have a clear mandate, that lost its majority, when you've got the majority of people in Scotland saying that they don't want to be dragged back to that question.
Muirfield Golf Club has voted today to allow female members. It was stripped of its right to host the Open 3 years ago because it did not allow women to become members. Today, 80% of the club voted to introduce membership for women at Muirfield. The decision was announced by Henry Fairweather.
The rules of the club will be changed accordingly with immediate effect, and we look forward to welcoming women as members who will enjoy and benefit from the traditions and the friendship of this remarkable club.
Three people have appeared in court charged with the murder over the death of a man in an Edinburgh flat. The 41-year-old victim was found with serious injuries after police were called to a property on Gibson Terrace opposite the Fountain Park complex on Sunday evening. Ambulance service personnel treated the man at the scene, but he was later pronounced dead. A man aged 36 and two women aged 34 and 39 were arrested and charged with murder. An investigation has begun after police discovered the body of a 73-year-old man in his Edinburgh flat. Neighbours have reported as saying he could have been lying there for 2 months. A Police Scotland spokesman said officers were called to the flat in Northfield Avenue last Thursday after concerns were raised about the pensioner. The authorities said there was no evidence of suspicious circumstances. Police have begun searching a canal today as part of efforts to recover the body of Moira Anderson, a Lanarkshire schoolgirl who was disappeared 60 years ago. It is believed that Moira Anderson was killed after boarding a bus driven by convicted paedophile Alexander Gartshaw, who died in 2006. Moira's sister Janet Hart welcomed the search.
I'm very hopeful. It's the most hopeful that I've ever been in 60 years.
Following a row with the Netherlands, Turkey has rejected the EU's call to show restraint. The disagreement between the two governments began when Dutch authorities banned Turkish ministers from campaigning in the Netherlands for a Turkish referendum. Turkey's foreign ministry has said it was grave of the EU to side with the Netherlands, but EU officials have described the tension as worthless. The EU's top court has ruled employers can ban workers from wearing visible religious symbols, including Islamic headscarves. The court was asked to deliver a judgment after women in France and another in Belgium were dismissed for refusing to remove their headscarves. Judges ruled it didn't constitute direct discrimination, but Sky's Europe correspondent Mark Stone says it's not the end of the matter.
What the European Court of Justice has done has batted it back to the national court, so they say it is up to the Belgian court to decide whether it was proportionate to actually dismiss Ms. Ashbita on the grounds of indirect discrimination.
The Bank of England's newly appointed Deputy Governor Charlotte Hogg has resigned, just over a month into her new job. Ms. Hogg had been the Bank of England's Chief Operating Officer since 2013, before being promoted. However, she has stepped down after it was discovered that she failed to disclose her family connections within Barclays. The Treasury Committee decided she fell short of the very high standards required. In sports today, Chelsea overcame Manchester United 1-0 in last night's quarter-final. Meanwhile, Spurs thrashed League One side Millwall 6-0 on Sunday. Saturday's quarter-final saw Arsenal outclass non-league Lincoln City in a 5-0 home win and Manchester City ease past Middlesbrough. In the semi-final draw last night, Manchester City drew Arsenal, while Spurs were drawn against Chelsea in a mouth-watering Capital City clash. For the weather today in Edinburgh, we'll see highs of 11 degrees Celsius, and one or two brief showers are expected throughout the day, with westerly gales in exposure, especially across the Lothians.
Radio Energy.